Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, good afternoon, it is Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley. That man there should be to my left. Have I got that wrong? Oh, look at the head. It's Errol Smith. This is brought to you in association with the lovely people at Bay 52. As a Red Men News viewer and subscriber or listener, you're entitled to 8 free beers, a magazine and a snack for just £5.95 postage and packaging. And I've got some here. So this week's snack is Cheeky Peas. Look at that, barbecue flavoured chickpeas. I've had some already, they're quite nice. Errol, what's the difference between a chickpea and a lentil?
You're asking the wrong person, bro. I don't know. What is the difference between a chickpea and a lentil?
I wouldn't let a lentil on my face. Leave that with you. Anyway, some of the beers that you can have this week. Hume Shark, which Tom was eyeing up before. Wunderlager, football's back, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But a better combination than beer and football. Lust for life. What else have we got? There's loads here.
Are these like real ales?
Amber ales. But mate, even better than this. Bollocks to Budweiser, the football's back. Support independent, yeah?
Nah, I'm with you.
Expand your knowledge and your taste buds of these local beers. I mean, there's loads in here. We've got your dark pale ales. I don't, but give it a try. See what you like, yeah? So £5.95, you go to www.beer52.com/redmen. Tom will put the link in the chat and in the description afterwards. I'm now surrounded by loads of beer, which is all good. But we're here to talk about football. Errol, the Premier League is back today. I'm just going to watch loads of football. I think there's two games on tonight, is it? Sheffield United, Burnley, what did I say?
No, we've got Arsenal tonight. Arsenal,
yeah, there's two tonight, mate. There's one at 6 and there's one at 8:15. It's coming back. I cannot wait. So here's everything you need to know from the Liverpool Football Club website. What's new? The first 12 matches of the restart campaign will see players have their names replaced by Black Lives Matter on the back of their shirts. They will also sport a Black Lives Matter logo and a badge thanking the NHS for the rest of 2019-20. Teams can now make 5 substitutions instead of 3 in all 3 matches till the end of the season. However, these sides only have 3 opportunities to make changes throughout to minimise disruption. So basically, you can't shit out your way when you've got a 1-0 lead with 5 minutes to go and make 1 substitution every minute. Clubs are permitted to name 9 substitutes for the remainder of 2019-20. There'll be drinks break lasting more than 1 minute, taking midway through each half. All the games are on BT Sport, Sky Sports, BBC Sport and Amazon Prime. And I think some of the free-to-air Sky ones are on Pick TV as well. Just that exciting, Errol, to have football back in our lives.
It could not. We've been talking for weeks. Is it the right time? Is it not the right time to bring it back? Is it safe enough? Yo, after everything that's gone on in the last 2 weeks, it is the perfect time to play football again and to just have, our lads, first of all, our lads out there on the pitch wrapping up this league title to just give Scousers and Liverpool fans just something to cheer and be a little bit more upbeat about.
Yeah, I said football's back. Premier League football is back. I know we've all been kind of watching the Bundesliga, but it's not the same. You're not invested in it. It's like you said, it's not the Reds. It's not Liverpool about to win the league. But with that, as you mentioned, Errol, you get to watch it. We all of course have to watch it from home, or you can go in your social bubbles at a distance and watch it. But obviously, Liverpool Everton Sunday at 7 o'clock on Sky Sports, and of course we have all your build up on such a match build up show, starting 11 show, plus all the post match content, the final word. Man of the Match podcast. Honestly, the content will be ramped up, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But Jurgen Klopp has made a passionate plea for Liverpool fans to stay at home to watch matches and promise the team will still feel their support as they close in on a Premier League title. Just before I get to the quotes, Errol, obviously, it's really important that he kind of addresses this message. He did in his view a couple of weeks ago. He's like, I don't need to tell the fans to stay at home. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he was like, stay at home. Whereas this is like, listen, we all want to celebrate together. We will do when the opportunity's right. further addressing, you know, people's safety.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I seen, just before we came on here, I seen another message to a young lad that's obviously battling terminal cancer.
Yeah.
And he basically said, you know, we're going to do everything within our power to win this, especially for you. And again, it's just these messages now that it is actually getting so close to football. I think it is right that he addresses what he wants for the stance for the fans as well as the club to be. And at the moment, I think people's safety is paramount. But, you know, we are being fortunate in the fact that they've done everything they can to make sure that football can come back and the season can be wrapped up. So essentially, you know, it is the right thing to do right now. Support from being at home, in your social bubble, whatever it is, you know, do the right thing and just make sure that, you know, you tune in to watch 30 years of history in the making, baby.
Yeah. So just to his quote, he said, it's still football, it's still for you. We will be in the stadium and you will be at home. I can promise we will feel your support. I will make the boys feel your support. You're still the 80 or 90% of the petrol in our tanks. Like, I just every time it's some sort of interview or like he's just on screen somewhere, I just hang on to every word that he says. It's just like...
I've not been able to do that with a manager since Rafa.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid as well when Rafa was here. Like, when Rafa, those first couple of seasons, everything he was saying, even though I didn't understand Spanish, I was still hanging on to his word.
Did you do it with Roy Hodgson now? I don't think Roy Hodgson did, to be fair to him. Premier League chief fires neutral venue warning to fans. Just a continuation of what Jurgen Klopp said, but he obviously returns today, all behind closed doors. But Richard Masters has warned fans not to wreck Project Restart as top flight football returns. Aston Villa, Sheffield United tonight, sorry, not Burnley, same colour kit, that was close. And then Manchester City, Arsenal later on after that for the first four fixtures. And then Liverpool, of course, play on Sunday, but the bosses and players have sent out clear messages to fans to ask them not to turn up to stadiums like Jurgen Klopp has just done. But they could be moved to neutral venues. We're pleased to be concerned about the threat and mass gatherings near grounds. Again, this is kind of not directly aimed at Liverpool, but there's hints of suggestions there of, like, you know, why would people go in crowds to, you know, celebrate a third or fourth spot? But maybe they would, you know, if it's Wolves or Sheffield United, you know, they're entitled to celebrate what they've achieved, and it would be a massive achievement for them. But
it's aimed at those that have got something to play for.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, whether that is playing for your safety in next season's position in the Prem, or that's playing and, you know, winning the Premier League title or qualifying for Europe, as you're saying there. I think the message has been hit home enough now, and I think there's only so much you can say to safeguard. People have actually got to respond and listen and do the right thing, as we've just mentioned. They've got to now actively stay at home for the next couple of weeks and watch the season get wrapped up from behind the closed door situation. It will be the for you idiots, and in any society there is always a few idiots that will do what they're going to do no matter what guidance has been given. So you know, broadly speaking, as long as the majority of people stay home and we document the way you've stayed home and celebrate and get involved with your club, I think as long as that narrative gets pushed by the end of this whole Project Restart, as opposed to the few bad eggs as it might be, you know, I think everyone's got the message.
Also, like, if you went out, you're gonna miss the game. It's not like you can peek over Anfield and just kind of see, oh, the lads are celebrating. Like, you can't go to a pub, so the best place to get the best view is from home, isn't it? Yeah. Moving on, Liverpool news. I'm gonna apologise for this right now. Exclusive Klopp tip for Liverpool senior duo talks. One will be told to find a new club. This is coming from Football Insider. I'm so sorry. But Noel Whelan, for anyone who remembers him, I think he used to play for Leeds. Yeah, the former Leeds striker insisted it is unnecessary to have two experienced goalkeepers in reserve as Carrick's 26 returns from a loan spell at Besiktas. But he's tipped either Carrick or Adrian to be sold. Which sparks up a big debate of why it's necessary for him to comment on it mainly, but like, which one would you keep if you had a choice? Because I've seen lots out there on Twitter and people have short memories, I think, but
I've got to keep one.
Yeah, like
I've got to keep one. If I've got to keep one, yeah, at me in the comments, but I'd keep Karius. I know it sounds like, do you know what? Yeah, because he knows now that the only way he can be a Liverpool goalkeeper again in the Premier League or in the Champions League is if he is better than the man that has got the gloves now, which is Alisson. And most goalkeepers on the planet know that's not going to happen overnight. So if he comes back and his desire is to now change his game, develop a little bit, don't forget, the way we started playing when we got to the Champions League final that year, he wasn't that bad. Our defence had started to get better. it was just that he obviously lacked that confidence, and then he had the stinker in the Champions League final, and that shattered all of his confidence thereafter.
If he makes a mistake, if he wants to come back and he made a mistake, then we're back to square one. Like, I'm trying to back the lad. Potentially, yeah.
But it's about, you know, we've been there with Jordan Henderson before, and look how many years it's took, and look what he's turned into now. I'm not saying that, you know, what happens if, the question back to you is, if Alisson gets injured, who are you more confident out of those two is going to come up and step up?
Adrian.
You think that, and that's fair enough.
But I know he had a wobble against Bournemouth, Chelsea, and Atletico Madrid, but you think initial when Alisson was injured at the beginning of the season,
he was good. But again, it's confidence for me, and I think Adrian has got what you just said there. He's probably got a string of errors over the course of 4 or 5 games in his locker. I think Karius has got one big clanger and maybe 6-7 games.
So Karius's potential to get better is far greater than Adrian's as well, isn't it? Suppose. Let us know in the comments what you think. And don't say both, because, you know, I was making you pick for some reason. Anyway, I didn't want to go through the news without mentioning this, Errol, of Marcus Rashford. I'm not doing this from a political point or anything like that. I just think he's been well recognised on social media for what he's done. For the fact, you know, I think the words I used yesterday.
Who was it, Marcus or Daniel?
Marcus Rashford.
Marcus Rashford.
You know what? I only knew that in my head because he's been in the news, and he's a Premier League footballer. The Premier League footballer who has to give up more money, and, you know, He's done more than this over the past couple of weeks. But, you know,
politicians still can't get his name right.
Anyway, Marcus Rashford, as I did say, he's using his platform for the greater good, and it's one of those things. I think I saw someone in football on Twitter yesterday or today kind of said, you know, this is one of the positive things from football we're seeing. They always get drawn to negatives, whether that's through the media or, you know, just things that you shouldn't be doing. There's been loads of, you know, Jack Grealish, Kyle Walker, you know, be others to name that kind of haven't behaved the way they're supposed to have done over the past couple of weeks. Whereas Marcus Rashford, for someone who's so young, and, you know, and I know what he's gone through, and, you know, growing up in Withenshaw, he's seen the struggle, but yet he's taking upon this responsibility upon himself, which isn't up to him, and gone, listen, I've got a massive platform, I'm going to use it for the greater good. And I just think, you know, and some of the stuff he's seen on social media as well, you know, Liverpool applauding him, and Manchester City were doing it yesterday as well. And that shouldn't be a thing. But he's brought football community together. And I know, you know, we do a lot of work with fans supporting food banks, you know, Hungers and wear club colours, and it is bang right. But, you know, we've got the football coming back, and you've got someone like Marcus Rashford doing that. I just think it's boss.
People of the North, man, salt of the earth. That's that Northern blood. It doesn't matter whether you want to get political about football, or you're one of them people that want to put people in boxes and you know, say it's race related or anything like that. It's just literally the salt of the earth, people of the North. That is the mentality for people. We, as you know, Northwest, whether you're Manchester based or you're Liverpool based, we understand the impact that the government withdrawing that level of money would have had on our communities. And for him to be, you know, we were talking about kind of out of touch, for him to be a footballer in a stratosphere on the profile, you know, World Cup finals, Champions League games, to be on the level that he is, and to still be, you know, in touch and as grounded as he's clearly demonstrated over the last couple of weeks, I think that's credit to him as an individual. But I think it says a lot about our government. You know, you've got people there in power that didn't even know that this gentleman's actual name was Marcus Rashford, and I it's all those little things that just shows right now.
He stuck to his roots, hasn't he? And he hasn't forgotten. I think that's what you get. And it's so easy to go for millions of pounds, loads of pay at a massive club, Manchester United, and then go, I'm actually forgetting all that. It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't exist to me anymore. But it clearly is close to his own. So regardless, no matter what shirt he puts on as a human and as a man, I rate that, and I've got a lot of time for stuff like that.
That's one of the things that came from yesterday, of the amount of Liverpool fans that were saying, you know, give them a round of applause, you know, next time that we can do ours. You know, someone suggested putting a banner in the cop for him. He needs some sort of recognition, which just isn't tweets to me. You know, he's brought football together. But anyway,
it's a shame he plays for the wrong club. Do you know what I mean? But, you know,
we're going to let that slide though, aren't we, Errol?
Today we will, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we boom when he starts playing us again down the TV. Before we get to some of your comments, don't forget that Beer 52 offer. Eight beers. Where's my snack gone? A snack. And then you get a magazine to wait while you're watching the football at our time, whatever. So, you know, football, beer, you know, expand your taste buds, your knowledge. So we'll get to your comments, actually. 1 second. I wasn't prepared for that properly because trying to multitask. Tom texts me loads of messages and I can't even get to them. There we go. Season return. Stephen Somerville says, I'm looking forward to watching the matches tonight. I'm so happy it's back. Hopefully, by probably won't happen, Arsenal can do us a favour tonight so we can win the league at Everton. And again, soon we're back into football, Errol. There's already a lot of ride on it. I think, you know, he's talking about supporting Marcus Rashford. I'm pretty sure.
I'm supporting Aubameyang.
Yeah.
I'll be doing a troops tonight. Aubame blood clot, Yang.
Okay.
Just because if they win tonight, it ups the ante for us come Sunday. So yeah, I'm a big gunner tonight.
And equally, all Evertonians will be Manchester City fans tonight. Johnny Walker,
aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose so. Johnny Walker, priority one, win the next two games. Priority two, avoid injuries by fully rotating using the entire squad. Priority three, prep for next season. Priority four, break records. Pretty nailed on tweet there. That's probably one of the good things about naming nine substitutes and being able to use five. But the rotation of youth players like Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott, and you know, Nico Williams, we can get them more Premier League experience and get them used to the fact they're going to be playing in empty stadiums.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that, to be honest with you, because a lot of teams, regardless of other competitions at the moment, he's still got a lot to play for, whereas our sole focus is the next two games, and then everything, whether Jürgen's going to say it or not, is going to be preparation for next season, but he can actually implement extra players in this season, so it's exciting.
Yeah, Kian Donald says, beat Everton, beat Palace, been off the rest of the season, I just want some semblance of normality back. I mean, I'd like that, but I still want to see the Reds play every week because I just need to. I'm for work, obviously. Rob D says, Klopp's message yesterday, wow, missed that man's video and words of wisdom. On the goalkeepers, Mega Sting in 1981 says, Noel Whelan. Yeah. Paul Young, Adrian's played a massive part in where we are this season, so it is in a question up for debate. We wouldn't be here with Ibkaris if it was in goal when Alisson was out. Good point. Adrian all day long. He's more likeable than Karius too. On Rashford, Daniel Leyland says Rashford is class act. Someone is ringing me. Please don't do that. And Stephen Silver again says, rivalry aside for a minute, give him a round of applause. But someone who's passionate, incredibly, and cares for people who need them, who need things to keep them going. Great stuff by him. So I think we'll give him a round of applause. So yeah, I'm going to end the show there. Don't get that beer 52 offer. Tom will put the link in the description below and in the live chat right now. Get your beer, get your football. Enjoy life, have some positivity in, you know, unprecedented times, as the common word of these days is. We'll be back with lots of build-up. Errol's going to film a boss show later on with Georgia, Sam Walker and Troy from Kick It Out. We'll be out on the website later tonight, so make sure you check that out as well. See you soon. Ta-ra.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.